blessings at all times. Pray to stop continuing to be in my mouth. I told you I make a boast in the Lord. I'ma have to hear that up and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Lord is in his holy temple. All the earth keeps silent before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For this is another day the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm.
We are to rejoice. We shall rejoice, the word says. And be glad in it. This Amen. Is day 243.
Hallelujah.
20.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're still here.
Thank you, God.
You're still here.
Thank you, Lord.
God, some praises for
Hallelujah.
All through the year.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you that he kept us free of the pandemic.
Amen.
And allowed us to continue in this land.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Here another day. Amen. Here another day. And not because we've been doing what we're supposed to do. Not mm-hmm. because we have been dotting every I and crossing every T.
My Lord. Because
of his grace. And his mercy. Do it to all generations. Amen. We are glad to be alive mm-hmm. this day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To come down before your presence saying thank you for this opportunity to share.
Hallelujah.
I'm honored for this task. In the name of Jesus, keep us down in your will.
Yes.
Keep us doing your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, take charge of this service. And mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus, and bless us with the blessing that we stand in need of. Keep us God's faith and keep us ready for your kingdom work. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. From the book of St. John, we're back in that this week. Fifth chapter. We're going to start with that fourth verse, 1 through verse 6. And St. John 5, 4 through 6. Are we there?
Amen.
Amen.
An angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole for whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying and knew that he had been there now in a long time in this case, he said to him and to him, "Will thou be made whole?" Okay. We want to talk a little while today from this thought, and you can read it if you want to. Jesus is here. Tell him what you want.
Amen.
Jesus is here.
Uh-huh.
Now you need to tell him what you want. Okay. We know that God knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Knowing that we can't do nothing that he's not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot hide from him, no matter how much we may try to do so.
Amen.
We can't hide nothing from him, even our deepest secret. Mm-hmm. You think only you know. He knows all about it.
Yes, he does.
And since we realize that, and because we realize that, we tend to fail to tell Jesus things that we need in our life. We fail to tell him things that we desire to have to do for us. But we say he knows, and we need to tell him.
But my Lord,
the word of God has declared that we have not because we ask not.
Amen.
So you got to tell him what you want. Some people tell you that you told them one time, you don't need to tell them no more.
Mm-hmm.
God don't forget. I'm afraid you the difference. He doesn't forget, but he desires for you to tell him more than one time. And
my Lord,
and your persistence in telling him what you want will determine how bad you need or you want what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your persistence will tell him how bad the need is there for you. As the woman, oh, what a woman, and the unjust judge. The people had done her wrong. And she went to the court with it.
Yes.
My Lord.
Okay. And I don't know what the ruler was, but the lady came knocking at the judge's door. Okay. And she would say to the judge, "Avenge me, my adversary."
Yes.
Now, she won't look at the people things herself, but she told the judge to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. "Avenge me, my adversary." Okay, and that's what we're supposed to be doing with the Lord. Telling the Lord, not trying to get the revenge on ourselves or for ourselves. But tell the Lord, "Avenge me, my adversary."
Amen.
Okay. Because, and the reason we need to tell him that, because the scriptures tell us, vengeance is the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. It belongs to him.
That's right.
He will do the repaying.
Yes, he will.
That's not our position. Okay. We're supposed to be loving our enemies. Praying for them that despitefully use it.
Yes, God.
When things don't go our way, we are to love the Lord.
Amen.
And love the people. To love the enemy. We're not to hate anything but sin. Okay. And so the lady, the judge didn't do it, and then she'll come back the next day saying, "Avenge me, my adversary."
The
judge probably turned it down, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks or more. But the woman was there knocking every day that he was in that room. Knocking, and she was persistent for that. And then the judge said, "I'm going to avenge this lady, her adversary."
Amen.
She's worrying me.
Okay. Yes.
And Jesus said in his parable that how much more would your heavenly Father avenge his children who persistently come to him?
Yes.
Okay. So if the unjust judge would do it, how much more you think your loving heavenly Father would do it for
you? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to know how and learn to tell God what we want.
Mm-hmm.
He did not invite us in 2 Peter to cast all our cares
upon him. Yes.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
He tells us to do that. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you.
Amen.
Okay. So, but we tend to be selfish with our things.
That's true.
Amen, Pastor.
Okay. We want to hold on to it.
Uh-huh.
We want it fixed too.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. You can't hold on to it and get it fixed.
Amen. That's right.
You got to get it fixed. If your refrigerator or your air conditioner break down today, okay, you can't keep the people from coming and working on it and want to get it fixed.
That's true.
You're going to have to let them do what they have to do.
Yes,
that's right.
And you got to be patient and allow them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to allow God to do what God said he would do.
Amen. That's right.
Stop trying to rush him.
Mm-hmm.
He is always there on time.
Yes, he is.
He will never fail you.
Uh-uh.
He always knows what's right.
Amen.
And what's best for you in your life.
Amen.
So you need Hallelujah. To allow God
Mm-hmm.
to do what God said he'll do.
Amen.
Just to remind you, God, you said in your word
mm-hmm.
that this would be doing dust and dust and dust. God, you said mm-hmm. in your word.
Yes.
I'm just reminding you about your word.
Amen.
Depending on you being faithful to your word, because I know yes. God is faithful God.
Hallelujah.
You
Amen.
Never fail.
Amen.
Okay. And so here we have in this lesson today. An incident where Jesus had been healing and he had healed this man's son that was mm-hmm. dying. And after that, there was a feast going on in Jerusalem. And that feast was a feast of the Jews.
Yes.
And Jesus went down to Jerusalem for the feast.
Yes.
Now, in Jerusalem, by the sheep market, there was a pool.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And the pool was called in Hebrew tongue, Bethesda,
mm-hmm.
having five porches. Okay, this pool had five porches.
Porches, uh-huh.
And on these porches, there were many, many sick people.
Yes.
The word said a multitude.
Uh-huh.
Impotent people. They were blind, halt, withered.
Mm-hmm.
All of them was waiting for the water to move.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what caused the water to move was an angel came down at a certain season.
Uh-huh.
And everything that it was the same season every year. Because they knew to gather at the pool so they could be there when the water got flooded.
Yeah, Lord. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sometimes you got to put forth some effort.
Amen.
That's right.
In order to get what you want.
Amen.
Okay. Now, they had to come where the blessing was. We got to get in where the blessing is.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we may be physically there,
mm-hmm.
but not mentally or spiritually there.
Uh-huh.
And because we're not spiritually or mentally there, we missed out on our blessing.
Yes.
So we got to get in tune with the word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said, ask,
mm-hmm.
and it shall be given. All right. So we can advance. We got to know that it's done.
Amen.
Don't wait saying, I hope it get done.
Amen.
I hope the Lord will do this.
Amen.
Tell God, you promised you were going to do it.
Amen.
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 And as long as it's in your will, I know it's going to happen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
And if it doesn't happen, I know it's your will that it should go the other way.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm going to be satisfied.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay. And so, that at this pool, there was a great multitude of impotent folks. They were blind. They were halt. They were willing. They were lame. Okay. They had all kinds of diseases that seemed to make some crippled and others not. And so this man there was at the pool. He was carried there and laid at the porch near the pool so he can get into the water. Right? So the angel came down to cover the water. And then whosoever first stepped in after the troubling of the water was made whole of whatsoever the sickness or the disease he had.
My Lord.
Okay. Now, this had to be precisely done. You couldn't get in the pool before it was troubled.
Yes.
And be healed. You couldn't get in there after it was the water had stopped moving.
My Lord.
You had to get in sync with the angel.
Amen.
When the angels get in, the water can convert trouble. So you got to get in line with the angel.
Yes.
You got to get on time with the Lord.
Amen.
You got to get in there when why the water is trouble. Water is moving.
Yes.
Why the Lord
is flowing. You got to get in tune with it then. And if the power of God moves, you need to be receiving your blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The power of God is moving.
Bless your name, God.
Okay. And sometimes we miss out of it because we're looking for it to come one way. And it's been and gone.
Yes.
We're waiting for to feel something. But we're not living by feeling things.
That's right.
Okay? We work by faith.
Faith, my Lord.
And not by sight. Wait till I feel something. I can do it now by faith. Okay? I can act on my faith. And not wait for something to happen. Right. As the most people to come here. All right. So the angel came and covered the water, and this man could not get in the pool. He had been lame for 38 long years.
Yes.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yes, amen.
All right. And I don't know how many times he had been at the pool, but he was sick for 38 years. Sitting down in that condition a long time, and Jesus knew about it. the water, they were waiting for the water to be covered, covered. And Jesus asked the man, "Will thou be made whole?"
Mm-hmm.
See, the angel hadn't come yet.
Uh-huh.
Or Jesus wouldn't ask them, "Would you be made whole?"
Mm-hmm.
He asked them, "Will you be made whole?"
Yes, God.
The angel was coming.
Uh-huh.
We know what the word says. Will you believe the word?
Amen.
Will you accept that word?
Amen.
Lord,
yes.
Accept that word?
Amen. Yes.
You proclaim your deliverance, your healing, your victory, your peace, your joy, your everything. Will you do that based on the word of God?
Amen.
Yes. Or will you wait until you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Or wait until you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to wait until you see the change or feel the change before you proclaim the change.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. God asked the man, "Will thou be made whole?"
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. And this is the man's reply. He did not ask Jesus' question.
Mm-hmm.
But he started giving excuses why he's not whole.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't do what the Lord said.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
We got to offer excuses and the reason why I need to do it this way.
Amen. Uh-huh.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay. We got problems with people. And instead of allowing that the Lord to handle it,
mm-hmm.
we'll say, "Well, I got to do something for myself."
Tell it, Pastor.
My God.
Amen.
All right. I got to do this and I got to do that.
Uh-huh.
I got to do nothing but what the word said.
Amen. Amen.
Wait for the Lord.
Yes.
Wait on him.
Amen.
Yes. And thank you. Service.
Thank you, God. I'm
not worrying about evildoers.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
okay. Stop worrying yourself there over evildoers.
Yes.
Cast that care to the Lord and allow him to work it out.
Amen.
That's right.
A much better job than you can ever do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So, the man said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in."
Put me in, that's true.
To the pool. Mm-hmm. But why I'm trying to get in the pool?
Uh-huh.
Somebody else jump in before me.
Yes, God.
Mm. Okay. Who's waiting for somebody to do something for you?
Huh.
All right.
My God.
Jesus asked you, "Will you be made whole?" You tell me what somebody else gonna do for you.
Amen.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Amen.
Will you be made whole? A child of God.
Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Palms of victory in your hand.
Yes.
Will you walk around every day with a smile on your face or walk around with a frown up there?
Right.
Will you walk around in your victory, in your deliverance, or are you going to walk around in your shenanigans? Are you going to walk around this earth thanking God for every moment you have? Or are you going to be complaining about every moment you got?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Count it all joy."
Count it all joy. Amen.
What you waiting for?
Hallelujah.
Jesus is already here.
Praise God.
Tell him what you want.
Uh-huh.
You want joy? Act on it. You got joy.
Amen.
And waiting for it to feel it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Joy is not based on your feelings. Joy is based on the Lord.
Amen.
Who he is. What he can do. What he will do. What
yes.
he can do. What he's already done. What he continues to do. Joy is based on the Lord, who he is. He's
Amen.
The same today as it was yesterday. He's
yes.
the same tomorrow and forevermore. Who he
yes.
is.
Amen.
That's your joy is in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Strength, yes.
And we got the joy of the Lord because
Amen.
We prayed for it before he went to the cross.
Yes.
Pray that Father would give us his joy and
uh-huh.
that his joy in us might be full.
Amen.
Okay. So, man, Jesus said, arise and take up thy bed and walk.
Amen.
Get up. Take your bed up.
Uh-huh.
Stop laying around in that bed all day. And I'm not talking about that physical bed you're laying on.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You laying around in your miseries.
Talk about it, Pastor.
Your body ain't hurting you, but your mind is hurting.
Amen.
You walk around in your despair.
Mm-hmm.
Get up. Take that bed up and walk in the Lord.
Yes, yes, amen.
Walk in the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in the victory of the Lord. Walk in the peace of the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in your deliverance.
Yes, thank you, God.
Stop allowing people to steal your joy.
Amen.
They can't
Amen.
Steal it because they didn't give it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
They can't give it. They can't have it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Your joy comes from the Lord.
Amen. Right. Uh-huh.
Then your joy comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, God.
All right. They can't have your joy.
Thank
so,
you.
Everything that's coming towards you negative can't have joy.
Amen.
Everything that would depress you can't have joy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it, Pastor.
And never let your problems get you down.
That's right. My Lord.
Okay. God is and God will do it for you.
Amen.
Yes,
he
will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
In a time of trouble.
Yes.
In
mm-hmm.
a time of need.
Thank you, God.
Okay. So Jesus said, arise. Take up your bed.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Take that, whatever it is that's holding you down, take it up.
My Lord.
Get out of that bed. You got the same old sad song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Get up out of that bed. And give him a praise for worship.
Mm-hmm.
A praise of victory.
Yes, yes.
In God.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was another occasion when Lazarus, Jesus' friend, had died.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus was a couple miles away.
Mm-hmm.
In another town.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They sent for him and said, your friend Lazarus, who thou lovest,
uh-huh.
It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus stayed there a few more days.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, I need to go to Bethlehem. I need to, our friend Lazarus
mm-hmm.
is sick.
Yes.
And he's sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Master, boy, if he's sleeping, he's doing good. Don't go wake him up.
My Lord.
Okay. Jesus said, now he's dead.
Uh-huh.
And so Jesus said, I need to go and wake him out of his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus got there, somebody told Martha that he was there.
Uh-huh.
So she got up and immediately went to meet him, and Mary stayed in the house.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then Martha said unto the Lord, if thou had been here,
mm-hmm.
my brother had not died.
Would not have died, yes. Not at all.
Okay. But the Lord said to her, now, brother, you shall see him again.
Uh-huh.
Martha said, I know that even now, whatever you do, say to the Lord will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jesus said, you're going to see him again. And Martha said unto him, I know he shall be, as I see him again at the resurrection, in the last day.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He that believeth in me, though uh-huh. he was dead, yet shall he live.
Amen. Praise
and
the Lord.
Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Yeah. Amen.
Believe thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, which shall come into this world. And when she had said, she went away and called Mary secretly and told her about the mouth was there, asking for her. When Mary come, Mary said the same word. Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died.
Uh-huh. Oh.
All right. So, he's here now. You can live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can be with us.
Amen.
You can walk in victory every day.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Joy every day.
Mm-hmm.
You have peace all day long every day. Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus is here. And yes. As mm-hmm. his mind stay on him, he will give them perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect yeah. peace. If you just keep your mind on him, when your mind is on Jesus, you know that there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
You know that everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he's protecting you. He's covering you. He's hovering you like a hen cover up your brood.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he is your protector. He is your hope. He is mm-hmm. your joy. He is your everything.
Amen.
You're keeping on your mind on Jesus. When trouble mm-hmm. comes, you can your mind is on Jesus. That Jesus got it.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna handle it.
Yes,
got it. Ain't no need me worrying about it.
Yes, because
he can do a better job at it than I can.
Yes,
Jesus glory be God. Is the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Truth and the life.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. I know.
So, Jesus said, show me
where you
laid
it.
Right? What is done? Telling you. Tell him your problem.
Amen.
You have to tell him, leave it in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Tell God about it.
Yes,
yes. Word about it.
Thank you, Lord.
The word is not going to change it. The
mm-hmm.
word is not going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The word is not going to help it. It's just going to make matters worse.
Amen. Oh,
somebody wrote in a song,
mm-hmm.
back, a good prayer meeting song.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus is on the main line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the main line. He stays on the line all the time. He's
You
to call him.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
While he can help you. Call him. Don't wait
too late.
Call him now. All right. Yes. Don't wait till everything get all tangled up. Call him now.
Right now. Don't worry.
The kingdom of God.
And Lord, thank you, Lord.
All the things he'll add unto you.
Amen.
Yes.
Now. Call him every hour.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Every moment.
Thank you, God.
Every second. Call him. Keep your mind on him. He is your belief.
Thank you, God.
He is your everything. He is your
yes,
hope.
He is. Yes,
your
he
history.
Is. Yes,
Lord,
he is.
Jesus is here.
Thank you, God.
Yes, and tell
hallelujah.
What you want.
God be glory. Hallelujah.
And
glory to God.
All you got to do is tell him.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm.
And once you have told him,
uh-huh.
You don't have to worry about it no more.
That's right. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Once you are told him,
uh-huh.
Everything's going to be all right.
Glory to God.
Okay. So you don't have to give him that excuse?
Mm-mm.
Just accept what the word says.
Amen.
And everything will work out.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So get out of that bed of complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And get in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what it says. And remember, in this life,
mm-hmm.
you shall have trials.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
You shall have tribulation.
Yes.
But in great Jesus, you can have peace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God.
So don't say that because things ain't going well that God is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or they ain't no God.
That's right.
There is a God.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Right. That's right.
Oh, yes, sir. I believe there's a God.
And he's not dead.
Amen.
Yes.
It is so.
Glory be to God. Thank you,
God.
We're supposed to get the good and the bad.
That's right.
You don't get what we're getting good from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You get the good and the bad.
Yes.
Good and the bad.
At least we think it's bad. But
mm-hmm.
Well, everything God made is good.
Yes. Very good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't have the right attitude for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we receive it the way the word said receive it,
mm-hmm.
everything can be good.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
As we close with this, Romans 8:28. Don't never forget it.
Amen.
And you know.
Tell it, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't know.
Amen.
But you know. You talk like you don't know.
Uh-huh.
But you know.
Amen.
You look like you don't even know. But uh-huh. you know.
You know
everything. All
everything.
Things.
Yes, Lord.
Are working together.
Yeah. Amen.
For the good to them that love God.
Amen.
Okay. Anybody out there love the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Good is for you, good.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. I love
the
Lord.
Good. Amen. Keep in mind that I got it all put to work out for me later on down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
Put some prayers. We may not be able to.
Glory be God. Thank you, Lord.
All those prayers, people's pain.
Yes.
So we'll go wild in a moment.
Amen.
We'll get off on you in a moment.
Yes.
Amen.
We'll do and start hating you in a moment.
Praise the Lord.
And all these things come to keep us in line with the Lord.
My God.
The glory out of our lives.
Yes.
He wants you to show the world how to live.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Show the world how to live in the midst of this pandemic. Show the world how to live.
Amen.
My Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And everything will work out all right.
Yes, sir.
Bless you. Thank you. Remember, Jesus is on the main line.
Yes.
He says, it is already
sent. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Okay. He's waiting there for you to cry.
Yes, sir.
He's waiting for you to call him.
Amen.
Okay. He's God. And he wants you to act like he's God.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. What good is the God that you don't never use?
Hell,
Pastor. That's right.
Okay. Just one looking over you, not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that I need to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Be in conversation with him.
Man.
Yes.
Daily. Okay.
Amen.
Get him out of the bed when you get up.
Uh-huh. Right. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God.
And don't go nowhere without it.
Amen.
Okay. So again, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things he'll add unto you.
Amen.
All the praise.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Mary, you say you have a song for today?
Yeah, I'll sing a little piece of this. In a world full of instruction.
Yes.
In a world where men don't believe.
Yes.
All the distance ascribing. Trying to make it.
Thank you, God.
And the devil is always busy
trying to destroy and to deceive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't you know what God said to his people?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
He said for everyone to confess and to believe.
Oh, yes, God.
Because he got the whole world in his hand.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Yes, he does.
Prayer is the only way that he'll heal the land.
Oh, yes, God.
My people. Yes. Ooh. Thank you, God.
Who are called by my name.
Thank you, Lord.
Would disassemble, get on the knees sometime. Turn from their wicked ways.
Yes, God.
Heal the land.
Yes,
they will.
Yes, heal
the land.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Set up, heal the land.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My people.
Thank you, God. Just humble them and pray. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray. have and believe.
Yes.
That my word will be heard among men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, seek thy faith.
Mm-hmm.
Turn from their wicked ways.
Yes, sir.
Heal the land.
Oh, yes, God.
Yes,
it
will.
Yes, you will, God.
And heal the land.
My Lord, my Lord.
Heal the
my
land.
Lord.
Praise God.
He said, I'll
heal the
land.
Thank you, Lord.
Said, I'll heal the land.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, God. Yeah, God.
Thank you, God.
Just a little piece.
Beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
So true. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory
yes,
to
God.
Give you all the glory. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
All the honor and all the glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we've got 9 minutes left and about our testimony.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. I just want to thank God for my being here on this morning. I thank God for the Sunday school lesson we started out with. I thank God for this word that came forth yes, this morning,
sir.
Pastor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah. Lord. God. As you said, is here. And thank all you, we got to do is tell him what we want.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God
thank you,
God. Yes,
and
sir.
Sister Mary, that song.
Yes, yes.
That song.
Right on time.
Is my people.
Thank you, Lord.
Who are called by my name.
My name.
Mm. Humble themselves and pray. God will hear from heaven and he will heal the land. I just thank God for each and every one of you this morning that I see and those that I hear. Even if I don't see you, I hear you. Praise God.
Thank
God for those that had the mind to join us this morning, but for some reason or other, they could not. Thank God for them too. And I just ask God's blessings upon each and every one of you. Love you.
Amen.
I love you. Praise God.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thanking God for taking me safely to and from, back and forth to New York. Just thank the Lord for me going again last week and made it safely to and from. I just thank God for just continue to keep his arms around me.
Yes.
It's a little rough and a little hard sometimes, and with all going on, they're trying to stop from going back and forth. But thank God my doctor give me some papers that they can't stop me from coming to get my treatment. So I just thank God for that.
Amen.
I see y'all to keep me in prayer.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
God is good.
Yes, sir.
All the time.
Thank you all then. Have a blessed and happy day.
Yes, sir.